The Democratic Alliance in Mafube local municipality has examined the financial recovery plan and findings of the National Treasury. Deep concerns have arisen regarding the financial recovery plan's dependency on the reinstatement of electricity supply and management services by the financial year 2025-2026 to Mafube. On 11 May 2022, the Free State Executive Council invoked Section 139(5)(a)(c) of the Constitution at Mafube, necessitating a financial recovery plan developed by the Municipal Finance Recovery Services Unit of the National Treasury, in line with the High Court order. According to the financial recovery plan, the decision to outsource electricity sales to rural maintenance falsely raised concern, prompting the municipality to initiate financial and technical due diligence. The National Treasury's findings in the financial recovery plan incorrectly revealed that the municipality did not receive value for money from the electricity management contract with rural maintenance. It claims that inadequate monitoring led to errors in royalty escalations and unfulfilled Eskom bulk supply account payments, accumulating a debt of more than 140 million rand by 30 June 2022. In truth, depreciation expense on the electricity network increased by 3.22% in the financial year 2021-2022, whilst royalties decreased by 4.49%. Based on the debtor's age analysis as of 31 January 2023, the municipality owed rural maintenance upwards of 57 million rand for the municipality's own electricity consumption and owed Eskom upwards of 57 million rand for the historical bulk purchases debt. National Treasury's critique extended to the 25-year EMC lease, claiming it severely handicapped Mafube's revenue stream, plunging the municipality into financial distress. Should the EMC with rural maintenance be found to be non-compliant with the SCM policies, regulations and national legislation, the Treasury recommends that the municipality approach the High Court for its immediate termination and assumes the function to sell electricity by 2025-26. The termination of the EMC lease and the assumption of electricity functions by the municipality would lead to a potential increase in electricity costs for the community. This could further exacerbate the financial distress faced by the municipality and hinder its ability to provide essential services to its residents. Moreover, the National Treasury observed that financial constraints, limited capacity and skill shortages hindered the municipality from fulfilling its functions. In light of these challenges, the DA questions Mafube's ability to regain control of electricity management and supply. We urge Thomas Mkhaza, leader of the Provincial Intervention Team, to collaborate with Rural Free State in finding the best solution for the community. Rural Free State contests the Treasury report, asserting its commitment to community service. They remain committed to providing services for the community and are frustrated not to be allowed to do all they can to reduce the burden of poor electricity continuity. The way forward includes a solution by means of a 14-megawatt lithium polymer battery installation, short-term energy storage to store renewable energy and grid power as contractually available in times that fall outside of load shedding hours. This energy can then be utilized to minimize load shedding.